This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Does anyone else sing along to that song so hard? Psycho!
You sound like a psycho. All right. We got Harley in studio. Thanks to everybody who texted in.
Hello.
Either picking Harley or Lisa.
Okay, nobody picked me. Literally zero people said I would win.
That's weird. I lose more often than I win.
It's because when he asked me name an Oiler who starts with the letter T, I said Taylor Hall. It was a joke, people. Don't you know me yet?
Wow, and we got probably about 35 people that have guessed for Harley to win.
Nice. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot of pressure. Plus, if I win, like, nobody wins the ticket.
We need somebody to text the word Lisa to 780-784-7107.
Have some faith.
It's actually true, though. Like, you've beat the crap out of Harley in almost every game that we play.
I think I might have won once.
Because I let you.
Oh.
I felt
bad.
Yeah. I felt bad for you. Just kidding.
All right, somebody texted in Lisa.
Right on. Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
Not 35?
Oh, no, there they come.
Here they come.
All right. So this is quick draw. I'm going to say a sentence and then give you a letter, and you have to answer it with that letter, okay?
And do we take turns, or it's just whoever says it first?
Free for all.
Okay.
Well, obviously, quick
say
draw.
Say an appropriate
sense.
Answer faster.
Okay.
Something you wear that starts with a G.
G-string. Did it have to be inappropriate?
Oh yeah,
was that
you heard that wrong?
I was thinking glasses is what you had both guessed because you're both wearing glasses.
Oh, boom! You roasted us.
Four eyes in here.
Kate,
ouch.
Stop trying to bring back four eyes. It doesn't even make sense.
All right.
Kind of does.
I hated that round because I'm so tired. It's so early still, so this is a very hard competition. I was just in my brain thinking, I hope he says S so I can say socks. And then that's why I went blank when you said G. It was like, socks don't start with that letter. Okay.
Something you do at the bar that starts with a D.
Drive.
Drink.
That's not an answer. That's a bad answer.
I mean, if you're the DD,
there we go. That's
fine. But I still won.
Yeah, Lisa got it.
Did you hear how tired and slow I am, though? I was like, drink.
It sounds like you had been drinking. Something that you eat that starts with a C.
Carrots.
Ooh, I think carrots came in first. I got to give Harley that point.
All right, I'll take the point, I guess.
2-1 for Hog.
Hog?
That's Harley's nickname.
Is it?
Well,
it's also Hugs, too. Like,
and
Hugs. I got a couple of nicknames.
You do have a couple.
Something to do instead of watching Oilers playoff hockey this year that starts with a P.
Pray.
I don't know why. I was just thinking plane, and I was like, no.
What were you thinking when you wrote that question? Like, what would your answer be?
I don't know.
Okay.
Poker?
All right.
All right, 2-2. This is it. Something a political party could do to persuade you that starts with the letter M.
Money.
Mike, out with you.
Harley wins it.
What?
Woo!
Oh, no.
That's like 2-84.
What have you done that's brag-worthy as of late? We might just give you some love.
We got some great texts rolling in. I'm going to go first, though, just so you guys know. I went out on Friday and drove and didn't party. Like, I went out, saw Michelle Obama. It was amazing, super inspiring. And then I just, like, got my car and went home and went to bed.
Wow.
That's how I spent my Friday night.
Are you a grown-up?
Right?
Good on ya.
Mine is that, so I lost my phone this weekend.
Okay.
I spent like a solid 5 minutes looking for it before I realized it was in my hand the whole time. The good news, though, is I found it.
Good on you, Mike. Yeah, nice one.
Wow, Haley wrote in saying that she was at Michelle Obama as well, boxed up our leftovers from a Rogers Place suite, and handed it out to the homeless.
Hey, smart idea.
Yeah.
That would just likely end up in the trash.
Okay, so Dylan wrote in saying there were 12 puppies in my friend's dog litter and nobody was taking the last one, so I took it. Now I have a puppy, and he sent a picture, and it is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
All right. Nice work. Oh, I got to play the sound effect.
Yesterday, I was so hungover. I was sitting on the toilet throwing up into my garbage can, but I pulled myself together, and I got my family here, and I moved my entire apartment.
Are you still hungover right now?
Yeah, man, I'm in my 30s. This is what happens.
Nice, champ. Good on your mind.
Thank you for checking out the show. It is a segment now that we call Unsung Heroes, where we give shout-outs to people and things that don't normally get the attention that they deserve.
Yeah.
One of our favorite segments here on the show. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, why don't you start us off?
Where's the song?
It's right here.
Okay. Shout out to potholes. I didn't like the front bumper of my car anyway, honestly.
Shout out to all the new varieties of Diet Coke that they're releasing that I don't want to try.
Did you see that strawberry guava Diet Coke or something? Like, what?
Thanks for trying, but I'm fine with the original flavor, Windex.
Whenever you drink a Coke or a Pepsi, are you ever like, I can't believe I'm drinking this right now? Like, look at it. Just look at
it. Yeah, poison. It looks like poison.
The, like, burning down your esophagus. Like,
just the best.
It burns so good.
What a ride.
Shout out to birthday cake. I love celebrating people by eating cake that has their breath and spit all over it. Blow out the candles, make a wish.
Especially kids.
Ew.
Shout out to John McCain for taking the high road and not stooping to Trump's level by responding to his brutal comments.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, exactly. Took the high road.
Okay.
Heaven.
Shout out to the Swiffer wet jet that is finally coming out of the closet. Dust it off. The dogs are muddy. Incoming. That's what I say every time a dog comes in.
Shout out to Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. Back in my day, if you wanted to get a lady's attention, you had to wear a puka shell necklace and frost your tips.
Shout out to B44.
Exactly.
Just because of that. Shout out to adults who drive by fast food restaurants every single day on their commute without stopping to get a milkshake. Because you know, there's lettuce, there's frozen fruit at home. We don't need it because we're mature. Ah, screw it. Whip a Yui. I'll get a large chocolate. Sorry.
Oh, you got really into that one. Finally, shout out to my kid who still doesn't understand that silly goose is actually a really deep insult.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll have to Google that.
I think it actually means... it was the swear beep.
I'm still Googling it because I don't get it. Silly goose.
No, like,
meaning.
Hey, did you draw on the walls, you silly goose? It actually means, like, you dumb A.
Oh.
Yeah.
A foolish or ignorant person is called a goose because of the stupidity of the bird. Yeah, that is really mean.
See? Interesting. I came across an article that talked about the peak performance age for bedroom activities.
Okay, relations.
Yeah, what age you're the best at. Men peak at the age of, do you have any guesses?
21.
Close, 19.
Wow, that's sad.
I know.
Just me as a 29-year-old woman. Okay.
And women actually have to wait until what age to peak, performance-wise?
40.
No, 31.
Okay.
But I guess that's why like the cougar thing is such a big thing.
It is,
older ladies and younger
dudes. With the 19-year-olds.
I had an experience when I would have been... around 19 with an older lady. I think she would have, like, at the time, she seemed like an older lady.
She was like 30, I bet.
Late 30s.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was
a cougar.
Total coug. But I remember, like, this might be too much information, but she was like, that's it, huh? Like, you want to go back to the party now? Because it was in her car.
Oh, that's...
And I was like,
it is very disappointing for women.
Well, she's like, I thought young guys were supposed to... be more excited.
You're not making yourself look very good right now, Ryder. But you know what? I admire the honesty. I get it.
I didn't know what to do. I was like still way too excited
about
it.
You're intimidated too. Like those women, as soon as you hit 30, the confidence rolls in. It's so weird. The older you get as a woman, the more you're like, I don't care what people think about me. Like I'm getting more and more confident every year.
Right.
And it's crazy. So yeah, I get why at 31 you'd be like, all right, let's do this.
So do you think it's because women like get... the confidence by the time they're 31, and as for 19-year-old guys, they're just so dumb at that age that they don't really know the difference. They just like
I don't have an answer for you.
No,
with men, like I don't know. We're gonna have to get some men text into to let us know. Why are you surprised to hear that?
That the peak would be 19 for guys. It's just like most guys that I know at 19 were more worried about beer bonging than they were about taking care of a woman. I feel like guys that I've watched grow up would probably also have their commitment to a lady's enjoyment grow up too. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so maybe this study is wrong. We want to hear from you. Let us know. 780-784-7107.
Okay, so at what age would you say was your peak?
Yeah, well, I have girlfriends that are close to 30, and all of them are like, yep, like, it's just right now is my time. I want to do it. It's true.
Like, your girlfriends have said that?
Yes. Do you want to know which ones?
Well, yeah, like, I've just been hanging around waiting.
I feel like 19's a little too young for males, because that's when you're just kind of discovering what to do properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get around the age, I'd say, around 25 is when you have more knowledge and everything, and that's where your peak is, because you know what you're doing and then you know how to satisfy as best you can.
Right. And you're still flexible.
Exactly.
Like, now I feel like I pull something when I try to take my socks off.
That's why I only date goalies.
Tech says, maybe desire peaks at 19 for men, but I'm a far better performer in my 30s than I was when I was a super excitable young man. Any slightly older lady who thinks a teenager is going to satisfy them is going to be greatly disappointed.
That's why it sucks becoming a cougar. It's true. This text here says, my boyfriend is in his mid-20s. I'm in my early 40s. I can't imagine that he peaked when he was 19, because even in the last year, he's gotten better. And it was good from the beginning. Me, however, I'm totally peaking right now. Signed, Master Cougar. I love the name.
Can you please name the title of your book, Becoming a Cougar?
Sure.
That's why it sucks, Becoming a Cougar. Lisa Evans, Becoming a Cougar. It's nice, once we've now been on the show for 5 years together, to start seeing some things forming that we can make tradition.
Yeah.
Like, anytime there's an election, we're going to do very angry political attack ads against each other. This is from the last round. You even used my kid against me.
Mm-hmm.
He's always wearing a hat, even when he's inside.
What's he trying to hide?
Which I thought was a little bit far.
I love it.
I guess I kind of went far on you last time, too.
Lisa often wears black. I'm not saying she's an active member of ISIS, but I'm not saying it.
Those were from the last federal election, but now it's seeming to heat up here in Alberta, and we've decided to make attack ads against each other once again.
Hi, I'm Ryder, a trusted, down-to-earth hottie with a body, but that's enough about me. Let me tell you about Lisa Evans. Lisa has never once commented on the pipeline situation. Why does Lisa hate oil and gas? She also claims to think Justin Trudeau is handsome. Can we trust someone like that? She claims to love Alberta, and that's why she's never left? Or maybe it's because she can't afford it. Not with all those hair color changes. Blonde, burnt orange, blue. Make up your mind. Oh, what's that? This just in. Lisa celebrates Taco Tuesday almost every week, but rarely enjoys Wing Wednesday. That's because Lisa doesn't care about Albertan farmers. So it's time to ask yourself who you really want in a leader. A wicked rad dude with sweet shoe game. Or an immature, Ugg boot-wearing brat who gets pit stains when she wears gray. This message was approved by Ryder.
I think that people can relate with the pit stains. Gray is a difficult color.
All right, now time for Lisa's attack ad on me.
Ryder's a great guy, really. I mean, if you ignore all those horrible rumors. Ryder's from Saskatchewan, and his parents live in BC. Does he even care about Alberta?
Ryder was once a rodeo clown. Seems like he only left the rodeo part behind.
Ryder claims to be Canadian, but the guy can't even do a proper backwards crossover while skating. Loser.
Ryder didn't finish his T-bone at the Canadian Brewhouse 40-ounce steak night. Ryder hates Alberta beef.
Ryder sold his truck and now drives a Japanese car. Ryder hates unions.
Ryder bought a dog. A hound dog. What could he be searching for? Is it answers to Alberta's problems or skeletons in his closet?
Take a close look at Ryder's limp. ACL surgery? Guess that explains his weak stance on things.
Ryder doesn't have a last name. Rumors say he dropped it to hide the truth. I heard it's Ryder Pocklington.
Ryder's water weight fluctuates, and so do his priorities. This message is paid for by Lisa Evans.
Okay, going after the knee surgery?
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do to win.
It's a low blow. You've been very anti-cruise ship, hey?
Oh, my whole life. Never, never would I step foot on a cruise ship. And that was before I saw Titanic. I just don't like the size of the things. I don't like getting on airplanes. I don't like seeing the plane before I board. The more seats, the more anxiety. And I know that you always say the bigger the plane, the safer it is in the air. I don't believe that science. I think that's insane.
Okay, wait a minute. We were talking about cruise ships, not planes.
Sorry, I just don't like big things.
And you do fly, so
yes.
You've been talked into that.
But I will never go on a cruise.
Okay.
Ever. I just don't get it. It's too scary.
I would love it. Like, I've never been on one, but to go and, like, sit and chill, and you got nothing that you need to do, and then every couple of days you stop at a new cool city and go and check it out, go have a pint at a pub, and then get back on the ship for another couple of days of relaxing. Like, that sounds like a dream. But there was a pretty scary situation this weekend that's making a lot of people second guess taking cruise ships. It was a Viking cruise ship, and it was stranded off of Norway, just like pretty close. I can see videos of people filming from the shore.
Okay.
Where it started to get real ugly.
Well, that's good at least that you could see the cruise ship from the shoreline.
Yeah, I guess even for the people that are in the cruise ship to be able to, see the help coming and things like that and not feel like you're in the middle of the ocean. But the engine failed, and so they were trying to just like coast into shore.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that so nice to hear?
They ended up having to rescue the boats full of people.
Thousands of people.
With a helicopter. So they were going and winching up to these rescue boats and then flying them into safety. That would be...
I can't.
Ultra terrifying.
Imagine.
Like, even on a calm day, that sounds scary. Let alone, it was like awful out there when this happened. So yeah, a lot of people very upset about what happened. It looks like the boat sank. I don't know if they were able to get some of it out of the water.
I will just never understand it.
Yeah, there was another thing that you probably would have no interest in that broke news this weekend.
What?
That they've created a submarine that can dive down deep enough to go and check out Titanic.
Why?
It costs like $104,000 to get on this submarine and go down and check out the Titanic. But there's just some people that are flat out addicted to the story of Titanic.
They love it.
So... you'll probably find the like little wooden piece that Rose could have definitely fit Jack on. There was definitely room
I
for
love
two
that
people.
Controversy. It's so funny to me. Yeah. Like they definitely could have both fit on that for sure.
That'll be under there somewhere. Imagine getting to see that.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.